We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I hated Pete Prisco's list. He ranked the top 100 players in the NFL this week. And it got a lot of attention because it was so bad. And maybe that was the spirit of things for Pete, that he was trying to amass and build a terrible set of rankings, one that was so awful and so embarrassing that it was sure to create conversation and fodder. Like when he didn't... Wait, what? Mulsey? Oh, let's go.
All right, now get your head out of the tank and start doing the show, damn it.
Let's go. This is like Apollo 13. This is just like that movie. It looked like we had lost hope. I had lost hope. And the technical wizard...
Like in a foxhole.
The technical wizard that is Chris Mueller... Chris, I've never been happier to hear you come through loud and clear like this. So anyways,
I never gave up, Pony.
I was saying that I think that Prisco's list was crap. You're going to hear some Steelers players rip into him a little bit later in the show. The PM team Steelers top 50 list. Our own set of rankings over at 93.7thefan.com. And I am here to hear you guys. I talked to the former GMs and former coaches and watched the film here to comprise this list. So I am interested in hearing from you and from Craig and maybe from Jeff where you think I got this right, where you think I got this wrong. Guys who were overranked, guys who were underrated on this list. Any kind of complaints? Maybe you think I did a perfect job and there's not much to discuss here. I'm fine
with
that.
Probably not.
The number one rated player on the Steelers for 2020 for me is T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt, second best pass rusher in the NFL. The only pass rusher I would put ahead of him right now is Chandler Jones in Arizona.
You're talking edge rusher, right?
Yes, edge rusher. Why
I would
is there...
put Aaron Donald still above him as a pure pass
okay.
rusher and pocket disruptor.
Fair enough. I'm not going to quibble with that. Maybe you want to get into the semantics of how I worded it on the website. That's fine, too. Watt 1, Minka 2, Cam Hayward 3, Big Ben 4, David DeCastro 5. That's my top 5.
I would put DeCastro above Ben just because we have no idea what Ben's going to look like right now. He's a mystery. DeCastro played a full season and was still good.
I think
Ben would be 5th.
I am projecting him looking like a top 10 quarterback in 2020. And that's why I have him 4th behind 3 guys who, when they're at the best of their game right now, are all pros. I don't think Ben will be one of the 2 or 3 best quarterbacks in the league, which is what it would take to make him an all-pro player.
All right. I mean, I would flip those two at the very least, but I don't think you and I are that far apart, and I think that should probably serve as a big surprise to you because I'm assuming that you thought I was just going to trash Roethlisberger
no.
and say he should be like 28th on this
I don't assume things. I've got Devin Bush 6th, Stephon Tuitt 7, Eric Ebron 8, Steven Nelson 9, Joe Hayden 10.
Oh, boy. You know who I actually don't love in that next group of 5 is Hayden there. I don't think he's a bad football player by any stretch, but like I wonder what he's got left at this point. Like how good he's going to be. I thought he was uneven, and you wrote this in your quick write-up for him. I thought he was uneven at times last year, and I thought Steven Nelson was clearly their best cornerback.
I ranked Steven Nelson ahead of him, Chris.
No, I know, but I think I would drop Hayden out of the top 10.
All right, well, name some of the guys below Hayden who you would move ahead of him.
11, now, this is me projecting it for this year, right?
11 Deontay through Johnson, 15, I have Hilton.
I jump Deontay Johnson, who's 13th on your list, ahead of him.
I have Hilton, Dupree, Johnson, Boswell, and Filer as my next five.
I would jump Deontay Johnson there.
Okay, anybody
else?
You know
what? God, you're going to hate me for this. I think Dupree could have another big season, man. There's no – we have laughed at him. I know that has, like, our opinion of him
but
for a long time.
But that's all T.J. Watt created, or for the most part, it's a T.J.
Okay,
Watt
thing.
Okay,
but you still have to make the plays. You still have to make the plays. And Bud Dupree made the plays. He wasn't running in on unblocked sacks every time last year. He was actually making objective plays on his own. Was he making them because T.J. Watt attracted a lot of attention? Yes, but you know what it was? When Juju was getting all that attention diverted by Antonio Brown, Juju was still making plays objectively, was he not? Like, we
yes.
didn't just say Juju's not a good football player. He's putting all these numbers up because of another guy, so therefore we have to kneecap him. Mm. We said he was playing well. That's how I look at Bud Dupree. He's defensive Juju Smith-Schuster.
Craig, anything you want to chime in on this list? Guys I have too high, too low, things I got right, things I got wrong.
I was very intrigued by the Ebron rating. That was the one that stood out to me the most. All the way up at number 8, is
yep.
that correct?
Yep.
I like that. If he is their 8th best player, it's big things for the Steelers this
year. I have
him
rated as their 3rd best offensive player. I have him as their highest rated skill position guy, tight ends, wide receiver, running backs. I have Ebron 8, Johnson 13, Juju 16, James Conner 21. What's so funny?
I skipped ahead to the end of the list. I was reading it along with you, having not clicked on it deliberately till now, but I couldn't resist skipping ahead to see who was number 50, and I'm just happy. That's all.
The lowest rated Steeler that I ranked is Ryan Switzer. If you want to know my bottom five, it's Daniel McCullers, Duck Hodges, Marcus Allen, Jordan Berry, and Ryan Switzer. And this is
I'm
all up at
93.7thefan.com. Hodges behind Rudolph on the list.
By two. They're very, very close.
Oh, I know.
Can I offer another surprise? The
yes.
Claypool Washington rankings for me, I thought Washington would be a lot higher on this list.
I have Claypool 26. I have Washington 27.
Stunned that you have Marquise Pouncey 20th. I thought you'd have him a lot lower since you correctly identified the fact that he couldn't even snap the freaking ball last year.
Yeah, so that's actually the thing I've gotten ripped for the most since this came out. Is that I have Pouncey and Villanueva below Filer. But I am very comfortable. I'm very comfortable in that. I think Filer is unheralded.
Filer's a player on the rise, and both of those other two are players on the decline, especially Pouncey. You want to talk about somebody coasting on reputation at this point? It's Marquise Pouncey. That's when people say Carey Price is so unbelievably dangerous, you hate to see him in a short series.
Okay.
I don't know.
But
it's the same people who are saying Marquise Pouncey is the greatest center ever.
Yes, but here's the problem with that. In both cases, that's so interesting you bring that up, Chris. In both instances, it's not the media who are saying that. It's the players. The players say Carey Price is the best goalie in the NHL. The players say that Pouncey is a great center. And sometimes I think the players get it wrong. Look at their top 100 rankings sometimes. They have blind spots. They go by reputation a lot. And I think they're going by reputation with both Pouncey and Price, NHL and NFL.
I want you to take a wild guess at something. I'm on PFF, Pro Football Focus, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive grades for Steelers offensive linemen, basically. Who do you think are the three highest in order graded offensive linemen by Pro Football Focus last year?
Filer 1, DeCastro
correct.
2.
Wrong. This stunned
Foster
me.
2.
Villanueva. Villanueva got the second highest grade. DeCastro was a couple points behind him. Here's where I think we've got something interesting, however, and I'm still scrolling down to find this. Marquise Pouncey, and this completely scans to me, an atrocious 51.5 grade there. That's bad.
Where was Wisniewski?
Football Focus. I'm looking at the Steelers, so hold on. I got to find
Kansas
I
got to
go grab Wiz here.
My offensive line, I went Filer 15. I went DeCastro 5th best Steeler, Filer 15th best, Villanueva 18, Pouncey 20, Wisniewski 22.
Wisniewski's grade last year with KC was 70.9, which would have put him just behind DeCastro on the Steelers.
And then after that, I have, as far as offensive linemen, Banner 28, Dotson 32, Okorafor 38. And I think that might be the end of, that's the end of the offensive linemen I ranked. Jeff, who's in the Steelers locker room all the time, has scanned this list. Jeff, where do you think I got it right? Yeah. Where do you think I got it wrong here with this top 50?
So I want a clarification on this. So is this the best at their position? Is this the best overall, the most important? How did you
overall
rank this?
I'm just like best players, not like most important, because then you would just put the quarterback number one if he was any good. Just who I think are their best players. And it's also me thinking for 2020, like what I think they will be in 2020 as players.
Well, and rightfully so. I'm sure you punished James Conner down to 21 because of his injuries, and I agree with that. And along those lines, I think you have Tuitt way too high.
Okay.
At 7. I think he's a great player, but he gets hurt too much. And
Jeff,
I think the corners should be in the top 10. I think you're right there.
Jeff, I would quibble with the Tuitt thing for one reason. Like, I think you have the methodology, the rubric there is fair for him being injured. But unlike Connor, who I think at his best is a good, but not even – he's at best like the third, probably the fourth best running back in the division, maybe lower. When Tuitt's at his actual best, I think he's one of the best defensive linemen in football, and he played like it last year till he got hurt. I thought he was their best player on defense for a lot of those games until he got banged up last year.
Yeah, but that injury thing. I mean, you could say that, you know, for a few players that if it wasn't for that injury, they would be wherever. I mean, and I say this because I think he's an incredible athlete, and I know he didn't show it a lot in his first couple of years. I'd put Bud Dupree in the top 10.
Mm.
I think he's a really good
football player. Would you rank
player.
Dupree now, ahead of Tuitt?
Up this year? I would put Dupree ahead of Tuitt.
How about Bush?
Yes, because actually Dupree has done more than Bush. I mean, Bush.
But I think this
year,
Bush is going to take a big jump, and I think we've seen the absolute best out of Dupree last year.
Is there anything any player on your 50 can do to jump T.J. Watt? Like, if Minkah has 10 picks this year, is it good chance he would jump Watt on that list?
I think there are three guys in my top six who I could see unseating Watt for their best player: Minkah, Big Ben, and Bush. I think all have enough upside to take over the number one spot. I'll give you a couple more that I'm getting crushed for, and you can tell me if it's a worthy criticism. I'm getting shredded by people that I have Terrell Edmunds 25th. I actually ranked Cam Sutton ahead of him. I thought Sutton's body of work, even though it was much smaller last year, was actually better.
Wait, people are mad that you ranked Terrell Edmunds too low?
Yeah, I think the write-up too, which I said, going the way of Jarvis Jones and Artie Burns, another first-round bust.
He's not, dude, again.
Jeff?
I don't know what this phenomenon is. He was a third-round graded player that the Steelers took in the first.
I think he's got tremendous body. I mean, he's got no body fat, and he has a chance this year to be a hybrid guy that might fit his skill set. But to what he's shown, I can't argue with that at 25.
And then the other one, go ahead, Jeff.
If this were the preseason, Tuzar Skipper would unseat T.J. Watt, and Duck would be in the top 5.
Yeah, I have Tuzar Skipper one spot ahead of Mason Rudolph. Skipper 44, Mason Rudolph 45. I also am getting killed for the run. I'm not getting really that much argument on Rudolph, which is interesting, other than maybe Chris Mack, who would take it personally because him and Rudolph apparently are best friends. The running back rankings seem to bother people that I have Kareth White ahead of Benny Snell Football, Jalen Samuels, and Anthony Booger McFarlane.
Well, I think you have Snell way too low. Snell would be the
first.
Well,
you're the president of that fan
list.
Club. Everybody knows that about you.
My God, I have to be the president, the vice president, the treasurer, and the secretary because nobody else wants to join the club. It's just like me being in high school.
Yeah, I'm not a Snell fan, so I'm with you where Snell is, and I would have him more neck and neck with Jalen Samuels, actually.
I really don't know what some of these running backs on their depth chart bring to the table. To be completely, like, nakedly honest with you, what is Jalen Samuels good at? He's got good hands, but it's not like he's going to break a ton of tackles or he's going to get a lot of yards after the catch.
He had a game against the Patriots where he played out of his mind
And how about Snell? He's too slow to me, Jeff. I don't see him breaking tackles. I don't see him making people miss.
That's the thing
Very
for
few
me.
Negative I mean, plays for him.
He's between the tackles, and no, he doesn't make negative plays, but he also doesn't make splash plays. And I think Samuels at least showed a little bit more speed and versatility catching the ball. That's why I don't know who I would put in front of the other in that regard.
Do you guys like Claypool ahead of Washington?
No.
That's so
I think James, I don't understand. I like Claypool, but I don't understand like the slagging of James Washington. The guy had the most receiving yards on the team.
Yep.
I thought made just as many big plays as Diontae Johnson, like making the best of a bad situation. There are a couple games they don't win without James Washington making some circus catches. Like, for me, it's the way in which he showed out in year two. He did all the things that people said he was supposed to do. Like, the book on him was combat catches, plays bigger than his size, and he made those kind of catches in year two. So I don't understand why people are so down on him, unless they think catching passes or trying to from Ben Roethlisberger is going to make him nervous again, and he's going to start to suck like he did his rookie year.
All right, it's up on our website. Top 50 Steelers rankings, their top 50 players, 93.7thefan.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.